That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, what's up? It's the I Don't Get It podcast, and today it's just Lauren and I. So what we thought we'd do would be like do a 20-minute ramble. And hiccups. I'm eating
what are you
rice
eating?
And beans right now.
Delicious. Did you make them?
No, it's leftover Mexican.
Okay, yeah. I had leftover Mexican as well.
Oh, really? What kind?
Well, I made my own taco bowl. I feel like I'm always eating taco bowls on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, well, it's also strange to me because you've never in your life made a taco bowl around me, but oftentimes that's what's for dinner.
I don't know. It's just very easy.
Well, what do you put in it?
Well, I mean, it's everything delicious. It's like, what's not to like? I mean, you have the meat, which is, I don't really love the meat, but it's the best form of meat I can have.
The taco seasoning.
Yes. And then cheese, sour cream, jalapenos, corn, lettuce.
What kind of lettuce?
Delicious.
Do the shredded iceberg?
Let me fucking tell you. I asked him for
this
shredded.
Is Hunter that she's referred to.
Yes. Obviously, I'm making a taco salad. I want the shredded lettuce. Shredded. Mm-hmm. And he comes back with a packet of Caesar. Caesar.
Like, Lauren, he's not too far off there.
He's not too far off, but I was like, wow, that's not it.
No, not but it. You know what? This is what happens when we send men to the grocery store. So
I can't believe I'm this old caring about what lettuce I am. And I'm talking about sending men to the grocery store and then coming back with the wrong thing. It is okay. It was very close, but it really does not taste like a shredded taco salad now. It just tastes like I have come limp lettuce all
up
in there.
What if you just like really, not a sharp knife and you just like shredded it even more?
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know, Lauren. It's almost there though with the Caesar.
Yeah, there. Hold on. But I'm sure it was just right next to it. That's the annoying thing. I'm sure it's just right there.
I don't know. I'm also giving him maybe too much credit, but the shredded lettuce, the shredded iceberg, which I never eat iceberg unless it's something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find sometimes.
Anyway,
and I need to, now that you talk about telling a man to go to the grocery store, I got to tell you. So yesterday I told Jared, I was like, don't go big grocery shopping. Just take Dawson and get what I need for dinner. Cause I was just really wanting macaroni salad and hot dogs. And I was like, oh, corn on the cob. So I was like,
that sounds so good with a toasted bun on, honestly, actually.
Yeah. So I was like, this is what I want for dinner. You go out and get those ingredients. And like anything that I couldn't get at Trader Joe's tomorrow, I was like, like I talk about all the time, the grocery. Wait, this is a good time to introduce our second half of this episode. It's going to be about
steaks or skates?
I think it's skates. Cheapskates. Okay.
Really, because
every time I was talking to you about this, every time I was texting you about the topic of cheapskates,
I just said, I hope this is the right one.
No, they kept it kept auto correcting me to cheap steak. Skate skating.
Yeah.
Okay. So go to Trader Joe's because it's so much more affordable than just like the regular grocery store. And if I haven't said it before, it's because they don't have to outsource anything, like everything that's already theirs. So they don't have to like whatever. So last night I sent him out to get the ingredients, and what he got was what I asked for, except for a minutia off.
What was it?
So he got potato hot dog rolls. Buns.
Okay, I like those.
They're fine. I prefer a potato bun for a hamburger, not a hot dog, but whatever.
Okay.
I was like, this is fine. I'm not going to say anything.
Like, and I want to know your thought process here. What made you make the potato buns?
He asked for Hebrew National hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
And he got Hebrew National. But I was like, why is there only four in this pack? There's only four hot dogs. He got jumbo ones. And I didn't want a jumbo piece of meat, you know, because I really dislike the regular hot dog ratio.
Also,
with the
four is simply not enough.
Well, four was enough because he had two corn on the cobs, a hot dog, and a lot of macaroni salad. So it was actually plenty. It was fine.
Okay.
He only had one hot dog each.
But like, what if you wanted another one? Okay.
You definitely don't want another one because I finished my big one, but it was big.
I want a hot dog now. Okay.
And then lastly, he got large pasta elbows.
Incorrect.
And I was like, so this texture might be slightly off from my mom's recipe, the regular macaroni salad already used to.
He got everything you asked for, but just
it all worked. Okay. It all worked.
The weirdest one, obviously, actually not obviously, I guess I was going to say the weirdest one is the jumbo elbows, but four hot dogs is maybe weirder.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, going on to another topic here.
It's all fine.
Tonight you had what to eat? Leftover Mexican food?
No, this is just a snack right now because I have two podcasts I'm about to go into.
Okay. And the dinner is what?
I'm going to have a kale Caesar and then I have ricotta that I need to use. And I'm like was mom the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I should put I know that HelloFresh is. Wait, hold on. HelloFresh is one of our sponsors, right? But Jared made just the most delectable HelloFresh meal. And I would say this, either sponsor or not. It was a pasta primavera. And the vegetables just like actually really enhanced the flavor and made it different. I know. It was like the zucchini and the peppers, whatever. And I was like, maybe I should put more vegetables in my pasta. So I made peas the other day and mix it with ricotta, make a little cream sauce and just, you know, have that. And then.
Now, ricotta doesn't have a G in it, but I know that's how you say it. How in God's name is it ricotta? If it's ricotta,
we've talked about this before.
I know
on the podcast. It's an original. I don't get it.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
I need to move on and ask you one more thing. Two more things. Okay,
but ricotta is the Italian way of saying it. And I know ricotta is the American way. Just crawl those out there.
There is a viral TikTok going on about this stupid man, and he went to the store. That his wife was making, I think it was pumpkin something. Okay, mm-hmm. Basically the main ingredient was like a can of pumpkin. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And on the list that she gave him to go to the store, there was no pumpkin on it. So he calls his wife. She doesn't answer. She's doing something else. So then he gets on TikTok. He records and he goes to teach my wife a lesson.
No.
He goes, I'm not going to just pick up pumpkin because maybe we already have the pumpkin. That's why she didn't write it on the list. So I'm not going to get it because either she didn't put on the list because she already has it or she forgot and she should learn a lesson by answering her phone or writing on the list.
Okay, but then he's just going to have to go back to the store.
What a stupid, stupid man. Okay. So then everyone's responding to this TikTok being like, you're such an idiot. Like, this is like the lowest form of man. Like, just obviously get an extra can of pumpkin, even if she already has one. And his excuse was, you know, maybe we already have one. I don't want to waste like $1.25. It's like a can of pumpkin. Just have an extra one laying around. So now in response to this video, it's all these men.
On theme with cheapskates, Lauren.
Exactly. So this man. Everyone's responding to this man as like, my wife said she felt like chocolate. So this is what I brought her, a million different forms of chocolate and like all these amazing videos in response. Like, my dad knows I like ranch. So guess what he brought? Every single form of ranch he could find at the grocery store.
Aww.
So it's just like, you're either the pumpkin guy or you're above and beyond. And, this video is insane.
Okay. So I want to talk about Disney with Naz. Obviously, we have so many I don't get it's from Disney. But just in general, Lauren, do you know that like I've gotten so much, not so much, I'm exaggerating for sure, but like maybe 12 DMs from people being like, your Disney trip really let your judgy out.
What?
And I'm like, wow, like people,
you only did like
very
two negative things,
very defensive of like Disney. I said the price of that freaking lamp was $30.
Yeah.
And then I said that the adults that geek out when they see the cost, the characters and the costumes,
which is very valid.
Like, I don't understand
very valid
them.
Things.
Well, I got a lot
you
of
didn't
people
understand Disney. You didn't say
very
you understand
angry.
Disney as a whole.
They didn't. They were very angry that I would say something so mean about people getting excited over the costume. Like,
it's fucking stupid.
Okay, well,
and there's no buts about it. If you're getting excited to meet someone in a costume, I said this is just like going up to someone on Halloween, any other person on Halloween.
Well, that's what I need to know. Like, I'm like, you can go to the costume store and you can wear this, and then you are just as much that character as the person in them at Disney. Except for like the princesses who like legitimately
like they're very good at their craft. They're very good at acting.
Like they're actresses. Yes. I would say they're actresses.
They're very talented actresses.
But like we saw people geeking out over like talking to Woody and his girlfriend. And like they're not even speaking back.
Yeah, they're like covering their mouth, like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. Like simply a costume.
Well, see, people like, were telling I got about? Multiple people being like, you know, this is such a privileged comment because you like grew up and had the ability to go to Disney, and these people are just experiencing it as an adult for the magic as adults for the first time.
Okay, well, when you get Christmas and you can finally afford to have a present on Christmas and you're privileged then when you get to have Christmas presents, you don't think Santa brought them, you know? You don't suddenly think Santa brought them.
That's funny. I was telling Jared on his podcast, I was like, it's kind of like getting excited over a stuffed animal. Like legit, like kind of seeing a stuffed animal.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, like this may be harsh, but like, grow the fuck up.
Lauren. So I do want to bring this up with Naz again, though, because Naz is going to give these people definitely like grace. Whereas
she's going to be like, guys, it's so. Yeah, I don't know. She's going to love it. She's going to love the characters.
You know, something so we at least understand. We have another point of view. But it's something that Lauren and I truly didn't get. And we will talk about more Disney. I don't get it. It's with Naz. I do want to transition over into cheap skates now, because before we get our collars on, we had some crazy people. They're not crazy. Most of them aren't the ones doing it. It's usually somebody close to them that has the cheap tendencies, the frugal tendencies, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to be polite here, but the most insane one I think I saw was there was this girl's father-in-law, and he doesn't flush poop because he doesn't want. To say he wants to save the electric or the water or whatever. And I'm like, well, if you're not flushing, like what?
Like, what are you waiting? Like, what are you waiting for?
Excuse me. Like, I could.
Okay. Just relax. Relax. What amount of poop are you waiting for? She's throwing up.
I'm sorry.
What amount of poop are you waiting for?
Like, that's what I mean. You're going to dump on your dump. Like, that's what makes me want to actually, that's what's making me gag.
Yes. Like how many poops or pees are we waiting for?
And that's just going to clog the toilet. I'm literally on the verge. That is, that's horrific.
Oh my God.
It's gross enough to have the toilet clogged, you know, in the first place. And like even have it sitting there for a little while, which do you know what that brings me back?
Yes, I know.
Well, like why did we do that?
What do you mean?
You and I used to like save our poop in the toilet for mom to unplug until we were like in fifth grade, in like 10th grade.
Don't. Row us under
10th grade.
Okay.
You know that we did this. We're like, Mom, I don't know how to do it. You have to unclog my poop. Like, that's gross. If Dawson ever do that, like, past like 7th grade.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that. We could have definitely done it. Our toilets were not strong.
No, we have, Lauren and I have our
weak toilets.
Our toilets in our bathrooms.
It could barely handle a pee.
If we were bad, okay? I mean, great toilets. I love my toilet because it's the toilet I know and love, the like trust in the world the most.
It doesn't
but,
flush
like,
well.
It doesn't flush a poop.
Okay. Anyways, tell us more about other two states.
Okay. But then that girl also, her father-in-law would wash his hair in the kitchen sink instead of taking a shower. So he'd wash his hair twice a week in the sink to save water because he thinks there's less water being used by doing that than like a quick 10-minute man shower. Mm-hmm. Not even a 2-3 minute man shower, you know? And then he only would shower once a week. Like a real shower. So
he
like
just wash his hair once a week in the shower that he takes.
Yeah, but or just take two showers a week.
Yeah, that's not going to save more water. I don't know. Okay.
He's more concerned about washing his hair than he is his
Yeah, leader. I wonder what his hair is like, because as a man, I feel like you can go a long time without washing that hair.
Okay, and then I don't understand this, but she was like, he doesn't use the blinker on his car anymore because he doesn't want to burn out the car battery. And that just seems like the...
Not the car battery. The blinker light?
Maybe the blinker light. He doesn't want to make sure the light doesn't go out or something like that.
So is he not going to use his headlights either?
This is a whole bunch of, like, it's going to be like, we can find a hole in all these people's arguments.
It needs to make sense in order for it to be, like, a good... cheapskate thing for me personally. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that may be an idea, but yeah, not this one.
Okay, we also had a lot of people talk about reusing paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can relate to this because I will have like a speck of something that I need to wipe up on the counter, and I'll save it around for a while to like wipe up the next spill or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's just because like Dawson makes I'm messy in the kitchen. So it's like,
you're just going to end up wiping another.
I'm going to have to wipe up. Might as well just like keep it there for another like 15 minutes sometimes it's a day, but whatever.
So we're listening. We're doing cheapskates. We're listening to crazy stories. But I think if you're looking to save money, there's an easier way to do that. And that's with Rocket Money. And that'll help you cancel unwanted subscriptions, help you balance your finances, see where you can cut back. Well, that's not going to be the craziest thing ever, like reusing a piece of toilet paper. Okay. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills. They kind of haggle for you. So you don't have to be the annoying haggler. Rocket Money does that for you. And on average, a person that uses Rocket Money will save $720 a year. And that's with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
It's great. Those are great numbers right there. You can see all your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, you just cancel it with one tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service. That is enough to sell the product, right, guys? Because we millennials, except for Naz, hate getting on the phone. So stop wasting your money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it. People wash their Ziploc bags out, where I understand that because I like.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. If you're putting goldfish in a bag or crackers
pantry
in a bag,
items, as long as it's not meat,
and non-perishables.
Yeah, if it wasn't in the fridge, then like I will definitely reuse it again.
Yeah.
Okay, but now there was one that was obscene. This girl said that she knows somebody. It was like her coworker, her friend, or something like that. Waits to poop. Oh, so much poop, right? Waits to poop until they get to the office so that they don't have to use their own toilet paper.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm assuming she doesn't use toilet paper when she goes pee at home.
I don't know. Right? Probably not. Yeah.
What?
Isn't that weirdest?
So weird.
Thing?
Also, just like steal a roll then. I'd rather you just steal a roll and poop when you have to poop. You know?
Absolutely. Could you imagine like just like the smell of it sitting in your body?
Ew.
You know what I mean? You know that.
Just like,
you know what
it's like the poop farts.
Poop farts. Yeah.
On the precipice.
Okay. Wait one sec. Let me see if I have any more good ones.
I want to know how much it is to flush a toilet, like economically, you know, with every flush.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Hunter. He'll probably know.
Oh, there was another wild one.
What?
We had somebody say that they don't, They don't use the garage door. They park the car outside because they don't want to use the energy to open the garage door.
Oh my gosh.
That is insane.
Why do you have a garage? You're making your life so much more miserable. Cut back somewhere else. Like, don't turn a light on.
Right? The other one that I got a lot of, yes, Lauren, yes, was that people use this thing. It's called Gas Buddy, and they will drive further for cheaper gas. And I just need to know whether that equals out at all. That's like me going to Trader Joe's, which is a half an hour away, to get cheaper groceries. And I've done the math.
Yes, and it's worth it.
Significantly worth it.
Okay, yeah, as long as it makes sense, we'll be a proponent of Gas Buddy.
Yeah.
If it's on your way home, like if you're driving home, like, oh, let me just see if like one's cheap on the way home, then yes, definitely use that.
Yeah. And a lot of people also just like won't buy condiments. They have to get them from fast food restaurants.
Okay.
And then lots of people won't buy like shampoos and body washes and stuff because they have to get them from hotels.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. This was weird. Make a pot of coffee, and if I don't drink it all, I'll put it in the fridge and I'll warm it up for the next 2 days.
That is so Uncle Robert coded. He does that. I guess I could see putting in the fridge and use it as an iced coffee later on. That would make sense, but not like to reheat.
Mm-hmm. Another person says a shower once or twice a week, depending on the activity, to keep the water bill down. This person says someone that I know will sleep in pajamas, a hat, and gloves just to keep their thermostat down during the winter. Gloves in bed. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. Sleeping in the cold is good, but not where you need gloves.
I thought this was not a bad idea. Makeup wipes in half.
Tear makeup wipes?
Yeah. And not use the whole thing, but use half of it. I think it's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Some people are washing their tin foil.
No.
Which is not good. Mm-hmm. And some people obviously cleaning off paper plates. My dad leaves warm water in the bathtub in order to heat the air.
What?
That's so crazy.
That's amazing. That's so
funny. Definitely not saving money doing that.
No, you're wasting water. I mean, I guess if you already took the hot bath, but it gets cold in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, haven't you sat in a bathtub for like a little too long? It gets so cold.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And honestly, I know someone that would do that. It's very, 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 very funny.
This one girl said that her dad pulled a molar with pliers twice instead of paying the dentist.
Oh my God. So bad.
No. What? Could you imagine?
That is such a man thing to do. Yeah. Just such a, like, I can do it myself. I can do it.
Yeah. This Fred one would girl do that. Said that her sister was on the phone with a credit card company arguing about 31 cents.
Oh my God.
I know.
No.
Yep.
You can literally find that laying around.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a waste of energy, and she needs help. That's embarrassing.
This one person said, if something is full price at Target, I buy it, use it, keep an eye on it for when it goes on sale, then I'll buy it again for the sale price, and I'll return the original one for full price.
That's a lot of effort.
Yep.
I don't know if that's legal.
Oh, this is fucking crazy.
Okay.
I save my household's chewed gum and chew it later because gum is expensive.
That's a joke.
I wasn't sure.
That has to be a joke. Like, you don't need gum that much, first of all. Also loses a flavor. Also disgusting. It gets hard. This is a joke.
You think so?
It has to be. Because gum is expensive. No. Like, then what else do you save?
Save
everyone's hair from like the shower drain and make a pillow.
This other person said, my ex used to go and would rip off buttons at the clothing stores and ask for a discount at the register.
Okay.
I would love to. I know that it's like we did this podcast without Naz because, you know, we like to fill, you know, we thought
it would be interesting. Callers with Naz in here.
Callers without Naz. But I would love to see her reactions to some of these because she would be like,
God, you're insane.
Yeah.
Just buy the dollar ketchup. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
We're going to get our callers on now. So we have a couple guests coming in to talk about their experiences being or with a cheapskate. And if you guys remember, the reason that this podcast is a thing is because they always make fun of me for being, I don't know what you want to call. Frugal might even be a strong word for me. I don't know that I'm frugal.
No, yeah. I don't think
just stayed at the Four Seasons.
No, I don't think it's frugal. I think it's just funny. I think it's just the food thing that really does it.
Okay. There was the fact that I like thought that a 3-day-old cookie was fine to eat, and that like some pasta that was 5-day-old was also fine to eat.
Yeah.
And that inspired this. So let's get our first guest on. Okay, guys, welcome, Anonymous. So Anonymous, you reached out to me and you said that your husband, if I may say so, gives you dirty looks when you heat up something, make a sandwich with a paper towel instead of a plate. And that's just because you're wasting paper towel. That's just one of your many.
Yeah, like when you asked if anybody is frugal and what are their ways, I immediately thought of him because he's always really looking for ways to save money and budget. Mm-hmm. And so I initially thought, like, I'm okay with saving money, but it made me immediately think of, like, lately I've been, when I'm in a rush, I'm a mom of two, I'll just make, you know, their lunch and I'll just do it on a paper towel because I just don't always want to put it on the counter. Mm-hmm. They'll come in and be like, why don't you use a plate? You're wasting it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, back up.
So yeah, what else does he do?
Yeah, continue. No, ask questions.
You know, another thing is I've realized that I'll probably, as long as I'm in this marriage, like he'll never buy a new car. Ever. He says it's like a depreciating asset, like right off the lot. And I kind of grew up differently where it was nice to drive a new car off the lot. You
know? Yeah.
It just felt.
So you think he's just going to run his car into the ground and your car into the ground, or just buy used cars?
Yeah. Buy used cars. Yeah. And also run them into the ground.
Run into the ground. Yeah. Yeah. The paper towel thing, you can't even like put a money value on like one square of paper towel. I mean, I guess you could, but also it costs more to like run the water, the same amount to run the dishwasher, you know? So it's like, you might as well use the paper towel and save your energy. That's what it is. That's what I feel like this comes down to, is like money or energy. And you have to decide which one.
Yeah. Yeah. A main thing that we do is like, we just try to save money on grocery shopping. And one thing that he has always looked at is like unit price, like the amount that you get for the money that you are spending. So he's always shopping by unit price, which is something I've never done until now. I don't know. It's really down to the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah, I remember our dad doing that at the grocery store. He'd be like, you're getting this many grams or whatever, this unit for this. And I'm like, this is crazy.
But dad doesn't actually do that. But like, if you're buying like, who the heck knows? Like at Costco, you kind of do that. Does he make you shop at the like discount stores and like the bulk places?
Yeah. So we go to Costco and we love it, but I think that's where our grocery budget was getting out of control. Cause we'd go and then we'd be like, oh, look at all this cool new stuff. And the next thing you're walking out and it's like a couple, you know, hundreds more than what you thought you were going to buy.
Yeah.
So we do both. We kind of go there for the bulk items and things that like are better price there. And then we'll also go to, I mean, honestly, we go to 3 different grocery stores.
So you will do that. Like you'll bargain shop the grocery stores. I got a lot of responses about that. Lots of people go to multiple grocery stores for different items because of the price. What are we talking about the difference of? Because like if my, I have 2 grocery stores here, like right on my street, and one is significantly more expensive. It's more of like a Whole Foods vibe. So there's some things that I just intentionally won't go to for that. But like, if I'm really feeling lazy, it's like the easier trip to make just because like, it's just like the shopping experience is a little bit nicer. But like, I'm not going to go buy my kid pouches there because each pouch there is $4 versus like maybe $1.50 or $2 at the other one.
Okay. So like, So what, you go to like Giant to get the pouches, and then what do you get at the other places?
Yeah, like tell us about this shopping experience.
Well, I feel like the bulk of it, we go to Aldi for, which in Illinois, that's where a lot of like cheaper groceries are, or we have like a Woodman's grocery store that's pretty cheap as well. And then like milk is cheapest at our Jewel-Osco, which is another grocery store. But since I've been kind of like nitpicking, like where the better priced items are, I feel like we have cut off like hundreds of dollars
each month
off of our grocery store. So that's, I know he's like smart in that. Right. But
do you feel like you have to walk on eggshells when you bring something new into the house that you purchased? Yeah. That's so frustrating, but I mean, I understand.
I mean, we'll get through it, but
yeah.
Communication.
Is there anything that he thinks is unnecessary that you think is necessary?
I just think that we look at things differently sometimes in terms of like what makes us happy. So I'm a girl. Yeah. So I want to buy clothes. I want to get my nails done. I want to get my hair done. And he doesn't do any of those things.
Right.
So those are kind of like non-negotiables for me. That's just like self-care.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, just like snacks, like we don't need all these snacks in the house or whatever.
What about going out to dinner?
It's like a special date night, and I would say a special occasion. Okay. I used to eat out all the time before I got married to him. And now that we're together, it's kind of a special occasion or a date night. And, I think I've realized though that like, we're kind of better cooks at home than some of the food that we are getting out, depending on where we're going. So I am learning a lot. So he is smart in the way he does things. I just have a lot to learn because, I mean, I lived at home with my parents the whole time before I moved in with him. I never lived on my own.
Yeah. A lot to get used to.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for
coming in.
Thanks for talking to me. I'm happy to share. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, we got back from Disney. And what we needed during our Disney trip and lots of moving and shaking was Lumi. And Lumi fits in my little fanny pack that I brought around everywhere. And Lumi is a deodorant that is a whole body deodorant. And it's safe to use anywhere on your body. The pits, underboobs, thighs, folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. It stops odor for 72 hours. So basically, really, I only need to put it on the day we got there and I would have been good the entire time. But I brought it around with me just in case. I use the stick deodorant, by the way.
And if we're talking about saving money and like it being as economical as possible, the tube that Lumi comes in lasts you a very long time and you're using it everywhere. So it's really just, boom, an amazing, amazing saving product. It's saving you. It's saving you some money, but it's also saving you from some smell.
Also, it's saving you because you can start with the Lumi starter pack to like see what you like. So you're not committing to the entire thing until you try it out. And the starter pack is perfect for new customers because it comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and it's free shipping. And all you frugal people out there, all you financially responsible people out there, use our code to get $5 off your Lumi starter pack.
So use the code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T 30, get it 30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That is LumiDeodorant.com. And next up, we have Cece on the line with a story about her mom.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
All right. Okay. So about 10 years ago, when I was still living at home, my mom was in the hospital, her appendix ruptured, and I would go to visit her and I was like, Mom, we're kind of like running out of groceries. Like, is there any way like you could give me your credit card and I could just go to the grocery store and get some stuff for Dad, Montana, and I? And she was like, yeah, just make good choices. So I was like, yeah, of course. Like, what am I going to do? Like, go buy like $500 like steak, or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyways, I go to Trader Joe's because that's where she usually shops for us. And
it is the cheapest. and best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I go to Trader Joe's and I don't think anything of it. I just get like their 12 pack of, I don't know if it's 12 or 24 pack of water. It was like at the time $3.99 or something. And
right.
She asks for the receipt when I get to the hospital. So I was like, here you go. She's like, are you kidding me? Like, you got the water from Trader Joe's? Like, that's a waste of money. Like, I usually get it from Smart and Final, like the Crystal Geyser, the Arrowhead. I was like, well, how was I supposed
nothing
to know
worse
that
than Arrowhead.
I know. I'm just like trying to get water. Like, it's not that deep. And when she got out of the hospital, first thing she did was return the water to Trader Joe's to get her $4 back.
No.
Then, yes. Yes.
Wait, can you believe it? So like you weren't allowed to even open the package?
No, she told us not to. She was like, that's a waste of money. Like, you're not getting your money's worth. So literally when she got discharged, she returned it. I'm like, Mom, you're going to spend more on gas just driving to the Trader Joe's.
Okay, wait. The Trader Joe's was $3.99. And then how much?
I want to save you around there, yes.
Okay, so even if it was like $5, how much was the other one that she wanted?
Probably the same price, but for more water. I want to say you probably got 36 bottles out of the Arrowhead or the Crystal Geyser, and then
not 24 or something.
Exactly. So I'm like, Mom, it's not that deep, dude.
Okay, so like, was she okay with all the other purchases?
Yes, because it was food. But I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
I'm surprised she doesn't just drink tap water then.
She does. She does not drink bottled water. It was mainly for my brother and I, because her and my dad, they just grew up poor. So like, they
every
don't
dollar
drink.
Counts.
Yes, exactly. So I will never forget that story. I will never live it down. Like, it bothers me to this day. Like, it's not that deep.
So to this day, does she stand by what she did?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I need to know like the unit that we were just talking with our last guest about the units and like what it was actually each bottle would have been worth in that pack to see like how much she actually saved.
Okay, so I was thinking the same thing. I want to say like approximately $2 because I remember doing the math, but I was thinking, aren't you going to spend that on the gas, like driving around from each store? Because it's not like the Trader Joe's was right next door to the Smart and Final. So it's like, I don't get it, you know? Like,
yeah, we get pinching pennies. We don't get like overexerting yourself at all, let alone after surgery, let alone to like not even make a difference.
That's... Right, like, just trust me, dude. Yeah. I'm not going off to Sephora and buying like $500 in cosmetics. It's drinking water, dude. Like,
so like your mom, if she's done this, she must have just you must have so many stories.
So many stories.
Nothing that crazy. She's just been a little bit cheap, like, you know, coupons here and there. Just trying to make the most of every penny, like I said.
Wow. Are you still thrifty to this day? Did you learn from her?
A little bit.
Or, you know, sometimes you go in the other direction, honestly.
Yeah.
Like
I wouldn't say that I'm super stingy. Like, I go to Starbucks a lot and I get shit about that from my coworkers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I prefer the finer things personally. Like,
yeah,
that's me. So
that's an amazing story.
What's like a date night for your mom and dad if they both
oh my
up?
God, they don't even go on dates. But if they did, I would say like, well, I'm a restaurant manager at Outback Steakhouse. I don't know if you have that in Rhode Island.
We love Outback.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm our manager. Burrow
Wings.
I will send you guys gift cards if you want to DM me, like your PO box.
Oh my God. You're so funny. But that's where they go.
They come to visit me sometimes when they're in town. They don't live in California anymore, but when they're in town, they like to come and visit me there because that's where I spend most of my time. So,
oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Cece, thank you so much.
Yeah. If you want to DM me your PO box, I got you.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Okay.
Very nice.
Bye.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Next up is Kirsten, and she's going to be talking about her in-laws.
Ooh, juicy.
Hey, Kirsten.
So my husband and I started dating back in 2014. And then we were still obviously talking to his family because he lived with them. And we had been dating. We started dating in August, and it was probably November, like 3 months into dating. And his mom, who I kind of kind of didn't, she was interesting. Like, I didn't really
know her, vibe with her. Yeah.
So she was interesting. And like, my parents are like super cool, totally laid back. I tell my mom anything. Mm-hmm. And so she texted in like the group text or whatever one day. She said to invite my parents over for dinner at their house. And she said, I'm going to make a really nice dinner for your parents. I want to get to know them. Like, I know you guys seem serious, blah, blah, blah. So, and like, my parents, like, we're not, you know, ritzy or upscale or anything like that. My mom wouldn't care what she made, but she made it this big deal. She said, you guys have to be here by 5:15 at the latest. It's going to be, you know, on the table, really good, whatever. Like, it was just this big deal. Mm-hmm. So we get there and she's still cooking and she pulls out a plate of roast beef from the oven and a bag of barbecue chips.
I'm so scared.
And first of all, my mom isn't super big into meat other than chicken and beef, mm-hmm. like a hamburger.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there and the dad's planning their cruise. He's booking their next cruise while we're sitting at the table. And as we were leaving, she looks at my mom and she says, I know I didn't really make much for you guys, but they haven't been dating that long yet. So maybe if they're still dating in like 6 months, I'll make you a really nice meal.
No.
What?
What? No joke.
Wait, that's outrageous. So wait, so you had roast beef and then you had chips on the side.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So that's like kind of funny. But like if it was a barbecue, you'd be like, okay.
If it was a barbecue, maybe, but imagine like a proper sit down dinner here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they made it sound like it was going to be steak and mashed potatoes,
salad, wine. Yeah.
Right. Wow. And it wasn't even the fact of what she made, it was what she said to my mom. And my mom, who doesn't really swear, we get in the car and she turns around. And she was like, what the fuck was that?
That is so bad.
I'll make you a proper meal in a few months.
Did your boyfriend slash husband think that was so crazy? Or he's like, that's my mom.
He was just very embarrassed and basically said, this is who they are. Like, now you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. So at least he's like on your side.
Right.
Okay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Now tell me the crazy story that you told me in the DMs.
So they would make a big deal every year every Sunday they would make it a big deal to have a big family meal, but everybody had to pay for their own part of it. So the one time I was like a shoe-in, like I just was like, oh yeah, I can come to dinner. And he said, well, you have to go and buy more bacon because we're not supplying it for her. But for the 4th of July, they always do Alaskan king crab legs for the holiday. And they cook them and we all sit and eat it and then we go on about our lives. But we were out back and everybody had to pay for their portion of the crab legs.
Okay, wait. This is like at the family barbecue, you guys each have like a designated amount of money that you have to give them like it's a restaurant?
Yes. And if we don't eat that much, we still have to pay it. Like they portion it out and you pay what you eat.
You don't invite people over and ask for money like that. You are inviting them. If you don't want to spend money, then don't invite people to your house.
They got mad at it.
It'd be less awkward to go to a restaurant and be like, okay, we always split the bill.
Yeah.
But like to split the meal that you're making at home.
It's still awkward.
They would get mad if we couldn't attend dinner because then the price wouldn't be cheaper per person.
Okay. Continue with the story.
Okay. Sorry.
So we were out back. And obviously, it's summertime. We're having fun. He had three nephews at the time. I mean, he still does. But the one little boy, he was probably like between 8 and 10. he was watching us open the crab legs, and he was like, "Grandpa, can I have a bite of that?" And he literally looks at him dead in the face and quotes how much the crab leg would be, and then divided it by the piece that the kid would take, and told him that if he took a bite of it, he would owe him $8.
Oh my gosh.
This story has got to be the creme de la crop of this.
Creme de la crop? I don't think
creme de la crop? Creme de la creme of this podcast.
That's insanity. Don't buy the crab legs if you're so worried about it. And poor
eight-year-old grandson.
It's one of those things where you look at them and you kind of laugh because you think that they're just joking.
Yeah.
But then they're not laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's crazy that these people found each other, you know? Like, there are two people out there. Did they become that way while they were together for a while, or no? They just always were that way.
A match made in heaven, meant to be.
Whoa. And they're
away
evil.
From everybody else.
So you're no longer in touch with them. Does this have anything to do with their frugality?
I mean, it's a lot more than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's part of their personality, which offset me in the first place. But just your stereotypical cared about themselves and didn't care about their kids.
They feel that. Do you have kids?
I do.
I feel like they'd be the kind of people that would charge for, like, babysitting, or, like, I spent 10 minutes with them, so I need this many dollars or something.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very glad that they don't know him. We do live in the same area. Like, we're in the same county, but fortunately, we don't shop at the same places or run into each other. So that's good, because it did get bad for a while, but...
Wow, there's... Yeah. Much more to dig there, but we'll let you go. Yeah. And we appreciate.
I always said I wanted to get famous on a podcast. Yeah.
This conversation will be talked about on our message boards.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for
thank
telling
you.
Your story.
Thank
taking the
you
time.
Guys. Have a good one.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
I feel so bad when people have mean parents. It's not like mean, it's just like so bizarre. It's so bizarre that you cook. Wait, Ashley, this is a story that mom told me. We're talking about this podcast. Mom was saying that it was mom, dad, and Aunt Debbie, I think, all went to Uncle Raymond's house when they first, I think they had, the kids are all young. It was like, they're all like under 10. And does that make sense? You were not born yet. So this doesn't make,
I wasn't born yet?
You weren't born yet.
I think Sarah's like 10 years older than me.
Okay. So around them.
Yeah.
And Uncle Rain was like, come on over at like 7. We're going to hang out. They all came over. And then he goes, I'll be right there. We're going to have dinner real quick.
And
yes. They said, we're going to have dinner real quick. So mom, dad, and Aunt Debbie sat in the living room while they all ate dinner. And then they said, okay, now it's cake time. It was someone's birthday. So it's like, now we'll have cake. And mom says it's 100%. Like, he didn't explicitly say it was the money, but it was about the money, like portioned out. You were not invited. You will watch us eat dinner because we don't want to spend the money on you.
Oh, my God. That's so wild.
I know.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We enjoyed being mind boggled by it. And until next time, we love you so much. And make sure to
subscribe.
Leave a nice review. Make sure that you got friends subscribing. Just spread the word. We love you so much.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.